This is a Carlisle ValueCast, brought to you by the Carlisle Group. ValueCast brings you insights from our One Carlisle Network, providing analysis, data, and observations to help you navigate the global economy and top-of-mind issues in news. The Carlisle Group. Invest wisely. Create value.
Greetings and welcome to Carlisle ValueCast. I'm Chris Ullman, head of Carlisle's Global Communications. Today, our guest is Jackie Roberts, Carlisle's Chief Sustainability Officer, and she's here to chat with us about Carlisle's new Corporate Citizenship Report. Welcome, Jackie.
Thank you, Chris.
Jackie, this is a 34-page report. Tell us why you did it, the overall structure, and what you're excited about.
The report is a great opportunity for us to tell our investors and employees and others who are interested in what Carlisle does about three areas that are quite important. One is how we integrate environmental, social, and governance issues, both risks and opportunities, into our investment process. We refer to that as ESG. We also talk about diversity and inclusion at Carlisle, as well as initiatives we've done to try and reduce our own environmental footprint. And finally, we talk about our community engagement efforts with employees.
What is our ESG strategy, and how has it evolved since you've joined?
Our ESG strategy is to communicate to our deal teams and to our investors a clear policy, and then implement that policy through a process which looks at ESG issues in each of our main stages of our investment process: our due diligence, our ownership, and then our exit process. But a policy is only as good as a piece of paper unless you really work to execute and develop the expertise to build out that policy. And that's what has really changed in the past 3.5 years since I've been here.
It sounds like you've gotten a lot of buy-in in recent years. So where do you take it from here? What do you see as the biggest kind of ESG opportunity?
The buy-in has happened because we are hearing from customers of portfolio companies and even investors about these issues. With that, you need to simultaneously be moving forward both on managing and understanding emerging risk. This is an area where many new issues come up in the social media sphere and through scientific data that emerges, that are issues and areas of concern that you want to be tracking. We want to be smarter about consumer trends or trends of large customers that we might be supplying to and their interests so that we can be developing products and services that make us a supplier of choice where we are in that position with large customers.
Jackie, you talk about creating a best-in-class sustainability program. What does that mean?
A best-in-class program to me means that you have a combination of a clear policy, an internal process that is aligned with our existing investment process, but then the right expertise to execute against all of those elements. And today, I think given our policy and our process already in place, we are building a best-in-class program by developing that expertise, which is what increasing capacity is all about, both for our deal teams and our portfolio companies.
You mentioned our investors. Are they pushing us to do this, or are we happily taking these ESG actions?
We have large investors who are very engaged in these issues and are working in step with us to communicate what they're hearing, what they're seeing, and what they would like to see integrated into our investment process. That's a very important factor for us, but we would not be moving as fast on ESG if we weren't also seeing it at the company level. So the companies are seeing the same kind of pressures coming in from their customers and their investors, and even in some sectors, employees.
The theme of this report is building capacity. It really gets at the core of what you are trying to do both internally and externally. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. We are trying to build capacity internally with deal teams so that they understand and can manage and take advantage of environmental and social issues as they intersect with their investments. We're also working to build the capacity of our portfolio companies and other investments, even, for example, in the energy field, to operate using best practices in this space and use environmental and social management to add value to their company.
So when you show up at a portfolio company and you bring your ESG toolkit, is this a one-size-fits-all approach?
Absolutely not. And when we invest in companies, often they will have a very mature program. But we also have many companies that need support in this area. It's a bit of a bespoke process where looking at their sector, their business, their geography all plays into where are the material issues for that company and where can we add value helping them manage those issues.
In your work with our portfolio companies, what are some of the interesting practices or innovations you are seeing at the portfolio company level?
One of the areas that is quite exciting and we see across multiple companies is an area I would call product stewardship. And it's looking at developing new products or changing the existing products to reduce the environmental impacts. And we see this in quite a few cases in this year's annual report. Exalta and Vogue are two companies that we've recently exited, where there were significant innovations in Exalta in their products to both reduce the energy consumption during applying paints and coatings, which is their business, reducing the level of VOCs in their products. For Vogue, it was looking at ingredients of concern early in the product development process and making sure that the product development teams did not spec those. So that category, product stewardship, is something that provides customer satisfaction and strengthens brand equity. So it's a win-win.
So you bring up customer satisfaction and brand equity, and those are two of these four value creation buckets that you're viewing the ESG practices through. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
One of the ways investors and deal teams get excited about ESG is looking at the value. Historically, energy savings, cost savings, operational efficiency was a value that many people recognized. What has evolved over the past several years here at Carlyle is looking at other types of value creation, looking at customer satisfaction, looking at cases where brand equity has been built in, and looking at workforce issues. So those four buckets are the ways in which we most often see value created for our investments through an ESG lens.
So it sounds like you're taking a real cost-benefit type approach here, that this isn't just ESG because it makes you feel good.
There are a lot of issues companies could work on in the environmental and social space, but the companies that succeed in adding value through ESG really understand the strategic issues, the most material issues for risk, and the issues that are important to customers and to their brand and to their workforce. When you nail that, then you have value through ESG. When you're not able to align strategically and you just are adding initiatives for the sake of initiatives, there really isn't a lot of value and there even is an investment of resources. But this type of approach has been borne out by studies at Harvard Business School showing that companies that understand and manage their material issues do show an uptick in performance relative to companies that either don't identify their material issues or work on things that are irrelevant and less material.
In the report, you have 14 case studies. You've referenced a couple of companies, Exalta, for example. Are there any other examples that you think our listeners will find of interest?
We see a group of cases this year, two in fact, that build on an investment we did in fleets and transportation historically, a company RAC that we featured last year. The two new investments featured are Addison Lee and ADT Korea. What's exciting here is seeing the same types of strategies to reduce their fuel consumption and increase worker safety are being applied again and again. And those are looking at using new capital that often comes in when Carlyle invests to change the types of vehicles to be more fuel efficient, using driver training to both increase safety and reduce fuel consumption, and using logistics and software so you think about how you're dispatching vehicles. All of those consistently in our companies have delivered real savings in fuel and increases in worker safety. In 2 years, ADT has decreased their fuel consumption by 16% and reduced driver accidents by about the same amount. Addison Lee is a company where, when we bought them, they had a goal to reduce their environmental footprint across multiple categories, water, energy, etc., by 2020. We've been able to help them already get to a 40% reduction by 2016.
As you work with portfolio company CEOs, it sounds like they're really starting to get it, that they can drive efficiencies and make their businesses better and do well by the environment. Is that what you're seeing?
Portfolio company CEOs fully understand the value of these issues and also avoiding risk. What's hard is taking initiatives, environmental initiatives or other workforce initiatives, from number 10 on your to-do list to number 5. And that's where Carlyle is helping support portfolio companies, both by bringing in practical tools, identifying vendors that can help, and sharing what other companies have learned when they've looked at the same type of issue.
So Jackie, in 5 years, how will you know if you've been successful?
We'll know we've been successful when boards view ESG as a strategic imperative, just as today they look at sales figures or executive compensation.
And what's it going to take to make that happen?
We need to move from recognizing ESG purely as risk and recognize it for the opportunity that it creates. And that's what building capacity is all about, giving the deal teams the capacity to spot those opportunities and supporting portfolio companies in building the capacity to also be strategic about ESG.
Jackie, thanks so much for joining us here on ValueCast and talking about Carlyle's new 2017 Corporate Citizenship Report. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on Carlyle ValueCast.
I hope everybody looks at the cases.
Thank you for joining us. For more information, go to our website at www.carlyle.com. This has been a Carlyle ValueCast podcast.